Pickaxe.
Jetzt nur du, dein Podcast und eine leckere Auszeit. Ab zu Aldi Nord. Für 2,99 € bringst du deine Mittagspause mit Sushi ins Rollen. Lecker. Und für 1,99 € gönnst du dir danach noch eine kleine Eiszeit. Bei Aldi Nord findest du immer das Passende. Klingt gut? Dann probier die Snacktime Sushi Box ab 205 Gramm für nur 2,99 € oder Mucki Sandwich Eis je 8 Stück für nur 1,99 €. Das ist Gutes für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Jetzt in deiner Filiale. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Triforce.
Welcome back.
Sips,
yeah,
how you doing?
I'm good. Oh man. I think my computer is dying though. I think I have issues with my computer. It is slowly dying.
We have issues with our minds, our bodies,
yes,
our technology.
Yes.
We are truly aging. I've grown a little bit of a beard this Jingle Jam and I hate everything about it. I feel like it's making me look older because it's got a lot of gray in it.
Yeah.
I've seen a few comments from people in Jingle Jam saying, Lewis is getting old and it's making me feel old. I don't like to talk about getting old, but it is like a constant nagging annoyance.
Oldness. You just
People were fighting it though. Like, I don't know if you saw Mini Mooka. He had a hair transplant. It was like a sponsored. It was a brand deal.
Yeah, he had to go to Turkey or something for it.
Apparently. No, was paid. Who's this?
Mini Mooka, the Liverpudlian lad who you've probably met.
Minecraft star.
What, he's nice, why really did he do funny, it? Nice guy. He got paid. He got paid to have a hair transplant.
But did he need one?
Not really. Like maybe a little bit. Like
I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do a hair transplant.
No, well, and I wouldn't
for
do
like
it.
A promotional thing.
No, that's so strange.
What about getting your teeth done? Would you have your teeth done in a promotional thing?
No.
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 Would you have like any medical stuff done? Would you have your
penis removed? Like,
again?
Would you have your penis removed and shoved up your ass?
As a promotion?
Yes.
Yeah.
How much are they paying me?
I don't know.
Can they put it back the way it was afterwards?
What's the going rate?
Like a laptop. And
fuck off.
And some fucking Magic the Gathering cards. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's not exactly that. It's a cosmetic thing, right? And I think you have to be confident enough to do it in a. I mean, he put a whole vlog. He hadn't put a vlog out for like 2 years, and he put this video out of him going to Turkey. And honestly, I thought it was hilarious. I think Minnie's a really funny guy.
Have you ever been to Turkey before?
No, I've not.
No, me neither.
But a
lot of people are popping out there to have their teeth done, something done, right?
Well, yeah, but this girl died. They had an inquest into her. She went out to Turkey for a Brazilian butt lift.
Yes, I heard about this.
And she died.
Yeah, they didn't do it right. Or
yeah, 3 days after the operation, they fucked it up. She was really sick. And the guy called the clinic and said, because they were like, if there's any change in your condition, give us a call and we'll come out. She's basically feeling like shit. She collapses. They come out to look at her. They didn't do anything. They didn't even look at the part of her body where they'd had the operation. They just sort of took her blood pressure and then she collapses again and they're just giving her slices of cucumber.
Right.
They're literally feeding her slices of cucumber rather than actually providing medical assistance. Turns out they're not even qualified nurses. They're just some people that work at the clinic. She dies. And I'm like, I wouldn't go and do this cosmetic surgery tourism shit because no offense.
Well, I'm not suggesting you have a Brazilian butt lift.
No, but I don't want anything like that happening outside. At least in the UK, I feel we have some system that I'm aware of, even though it may go wrong at times, that makes sure that you've got to be licensed and it's all overseen and blah, blah, blah. But other countries, I don't know what their rules are. I mean, there must be a reason it's dirt big, cheap out there. So
well,
no,
it's
thanks.
Big business now, isn't it? There's a lot, lots of people are getting stuff done. Lots of people are getting touch-ups. And...
But that attracts a certain kind of con man that I don't want to be involved with. Thank you.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's very seductive, the whole like idea that you can get it done on the cheap and have a holiday out of it. And there is like a turkey teeth kind of meme almost, right? There's kind of this ITV2 look with the
ITV2 look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is definitely a style, right?
And I saw a guy, what's his name? I can't remember his name now. I think, is it like Joe? It's not Joey Essex. It's
sure, something like that.
I think he was on The Only Way Is Essex. I've never watched the show before, so I'm not overly familiar with it. But this guy looks like he had a beard tattooed onto his face, amongst other things.
Yeah.
He's had his teeth done and everything. I can't remember his name now, but the tattooed beard onto face is an interesting one for sure.
Yes, well, you can have a beard transplant as well. You can actually have like a hair transplanted into your
beard if you got gaps and stuff,
which thickens it up. You know, and some people really want a beard, and
yeah,
that's a good way to do it. I think you're right, PFLEX. There's obviously different levels of this procedures, and some of them it depends on who you are. You know. And if you need them or not, but I think like I don't know, like it's going to Turkey for it doesn't seem like doing medical stuff on the cheap is always like
you're going going away to have something done always feels like a little bit risky.
Just a gamble, isn't it?
It's like, a bit of a gamble. You never know. I feel like, yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that there aren't. You're gambling anytime you have something like that done. And for anyone who wants to say, hey, well, there's plenty of cases where shit went bad over here, you're absolutely right. But it's like saying that you bet on a nearly sure thing and it didn't come in versus slightly worse odds. And when it comes to my health, I'll generally take the close to a sure thing as I can get rather than roll the dice on a gamble. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, speaking of of medical stuff, I had to go to A&E yesterday. Not
what
for
happened?
Me. My son got absolutely smacked in the face with a plastic cricket bat at school.
Oof.
Oh, yeah. God.
A big bump like between his eyes. He was just strolling by, and one of his friends was like, you know, getting ready to hit the ball or whatever they do in cricket.
Hell. And pow, he's already right got the, your genes, right, and now he's been hit in the head with a cricket bat.
I know, right in the face. Yeah,
poor this guy. Is like,
yeah.
Did they at least score a four or a six?
He said it was a pretty good hit after he sort of recovered, but luckily he's like he didn't like black out or anything like that. I think it was all just
It another kid that hit him?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was one of his friends. But like it was you know, he was a really awful accident, you know? Like it wasn't they weren't aware of each other at all.
They've
being
not made like a lifelong nemesis.
No,
out of this
no,
kid.
No, no.
Okay. They're still going to be playing Fortnite together and stuff.
I think so. Yeah, okay. I think there'll be lots of Fortnite. Although, I played Fortnite with them a bit yesterday. I was playing, they've got a new mode in Fortnite called Ballistic, which is basically Valorant or like CSGO inside Fortnite.
Okay.
It's like, Fortnite's crazy now. They're just, they have so many different games within the game, you know? It's like, you can do builds or no builds, or there's like a music, there's like a Guitar Hero version of the game. There's all these different games. So they've released this one called Ballistic, which is 5v5.
I see. So the strategy is, because originally the strategy was, let's put the Epic Games Store up and then we'll sell all of these kids who play Fortnite, only Fortnite, all these other games. But actually, the kids didn't want to play those games. They just wanted to play more Fortnite. And so now their strategy is to make games in Fortnite.
Well, and it makes sense too, because there's so much, a lot of people have spent a ton of money in Fortnite.
I see.
Including my son, sadly, on skins and battle passes and all this stuff. So all of these game modes within Fortnite, it's like, it's just basically like having, new games all the time. You know, they're just copying popular game modes or games or whatever. And then, but you can still use all your cosmetics and your emotes. And
so it's like a Fortnite.
You can buy shoes in Fortnite now. Like, not like forget skins. You can just buy shoes.
What do you mean?
You can buy like Air Jordans. And
trainers.
Yeah.
But you for can, your character.
Well, that's a status symbol in school, right?
Yeah.
That's a status symbol in school. And so kids want
it's like
that,
yeah. So right? It's like however many V-Bucks it is for like
that's like a you pair having of kicks. A Mercedes.
Yeah, you can just wear them with any skin or whatever. Or there's probably some limitations, I guess. But yeah,
that's crazy. It's so you can wear your cool trainers in like 5v5.
That's
whatever.
It.
So
yeah.
Were you joining him and three of his chums? Or
no,
was
no.
Just the two of you
it was just the two of us playing because he wanted to try it out. He wasn't really sure like what it was. And
of his friends,
7 rounds, and I was like, "Fuck, this is just Valorant." And I said to him before we start, I said, I'm just warning you, this is a very sweaty game mode. You know, like this is, it's not, people don't play this for fun. People, you know, this is like, they take it very seriously. He's like, no, come on. What do you mean? I got my emotes and stuff. We got like 2 rounds in. He's like, Dad, I want to quit. I don't like this.
Oh, no.
So he's playing Marvel Rivals today. He's home from school and he's going to try Rivals. He's pretty excited.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So.
That's
the Overwatch hero shooter, but it's all Spider-Man. And
it's free and it just came out.
Yeah, it's free. It just came out. Yeah. So
it should be not too sweaty.
Well, I mean, it's free. If you want to buy skins, it's like 30 quid for a skin. Ooh. For Spider-Man's skin. But yeah, I mean, otherwise it is free. Yeah.
Well, my gosh, goodness, that's
my gosh,
quite a change.
Oh
my gosh,
I've gone all Fortnite. Goofy.
Fortnite's over.
Yeah,
you know.
No, yeah. So it's there's always something threatening, you know, like
yeah,
and you hear him. I mean, he's just turned 13. His friends are all like 12, 13, and the way they talk about stuff is so funny, you know, like they'll be like, "Oh my god, I'm a Marvel Rivals main now. Forget Fortnite, I'm done." Like, he hasn't even played the game. He just likes like the concept art. He's like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna play so much of this." And his friends are like, "Oh yeah, god, I can't believe we used to play Fortnite." Like, it just came out.
Oh no.
No, I'll be back on it tonight. Like guaranteed, because
that's hilarious.
Yeah, they just can't.
They can't stay away.
They
really
can't stay away. Yeah, it's too much.
Oh my gosh,
it's too
this
much.
Is so funny.
It's too much. It's too much investment. It's too much FOMO. Like it's all of the addictive qualities. They've got them. They
it's
figured
funny
it out.
How it changes like your attention. I mean, what back in the day, I was like this. I was super excited and hyped about any new thing that came out.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait. I was excited about it. And now, like, we talk about something like Path of Exile 2 or whatever, and Xylus is still like that childish level of excitement about it, like your son. And he comes to me and I'm like, I don't know if I can be excited about it. It's owned by a big Chinese corporation.
Yeah.
It's like they're cashing in. It's like, I don't know. I'm super, super cynical about it. And then I know that maybe I will end up putting 250 hours into it or whatever before I realize what I'm doing. But I don't know. I've definitely changed. I'm just looking for something that scratches an itch now. I'm like an addict.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I can't take that fresh shot of a new drug anymore. I've done so many over the years that now to me it's just like, oh, this
one's
not terrible.
I've been playing a bit of Path of Exile too. And for, I mean, I wouldn't say excited is the word, because it's a bit different. You know, like when you're older, and especially when you have like kids and stuff. The game came out on Friday at 7 o'clock. I couldn't play it at 7 o'clock. So I ended up coming out much later in the evening to play. There were queues and stuff. So I thought, oh, well, you know, typical, whatever. It's just, I'm not going to be able to play. But I waited for like 10 minutes, got through the queue and stuff, got in, played, and didn't really like it to begin with. Like I think I was expecting, you know, Path of Exile, and it was a very slowed down and a much more difficult version of Path of Exile. It's like,
okay,
the focus is a lot more on these big boss fights and stuff now, and it's, you know, it's not, I think eventually you can get to the point where you're just clearing screens really quick and stuff, but everything is so slow to start with. It's really tough.
Really?
Yeah, there's like barely any loot dropping. They want you to like craft loot more as you go, rather than just being showered with like tons of stuff. So there's not that much currency that drops either. So you got to be kind of careful of, you know, what you're upgrading and transmuting and stuff like that. And it's wild. It's crazy. You can actually get stuck on bosses, because if you don't have if you don't have like a decent enough build, or you're not doing, some bosses are like damage checks, some bosses are like resistance checks and stuff. So it's like, you turn up and it's just like, yeah, okay, I'm dying on this guy like 30 times.
And so what, you have to grind?
So you have to, you got to go back and grind up. You got to try to find stuff. It's like, once it clicks, it's actually pretty great. Like I started off not enjoying it because I thought, well, this is not Path of Exile. I want to be quick. I want to be zooming through. I want to clear everything quickly.
Yeah.
I want fucking, you know, showers and showers of loot and stuff. But once it clicks, you kind of get used to the pacing and stuff. And you think like, yeah, actually, you know, this is kind of good. You have to like, sometimes you just got to like pull back a bit and think, okay, I need to go like farm this area because I need to find a better weapon, or, you know, I have to craft a better weapon, or I have to craft a better armor piece because I need more energy shield, or I need some more life or something like that. And it's just like, it's kind of nice, actually. It's got a nice pace to it. It's not for everyone. I think a lot of people are disappointed. I think a lot of people are doing the mental gymnastics around, it's, you know, it's early access, what do you expect? And, you know, like justifying and everything. It's a bit of a mess, but I've been enjoying it. I think it's been pretty fun.
It is a weird one because it is so grindy, right? Or at least Path of Exile was. And it definitely felt like you were on autopilot a lot of the time, and people would play it with something on in another window. You know, it's like a kind of an idle. I always think of Path of Exile as like an idle game, really, with a separate game of spreadsheets for you to play when you're at work.
Yes.
And you could just have this talent tree tab open and plan out your build and do all that in, you know, meta game in the background. And it is an element of this in games to make them slow on purpose, right? To make it feel like a build up. It's not like Elden Ring, you know, anyone's complaining and saying, oh, I couldn't kill the first boss instantly. You know, the attitude is that it's you want to have to learn and spend some time experiencing it. And you know, maybe it's a good thing to actually make people just look up, and because it's so frantic. Right. That's the other thing about Path of Exile. It feels like every second during the game, you should be maximizing.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's like, it is, if I was out there grinding, I'd be showered with loot every second, you know, and I'm just sat here looking at my talent tree. I'm wasting time.
Yeah.
It does feel like it puts this kind of artificial stress and anxiety onto you when you're playing it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get that feeling with it. I certainly don't get that feeling in some other games, you know?
I don't know. It's a weird one because it's, you know, you can, things can be going well and you're just like, you know, you're clearing bad guys and you're not really stressed out and you're just thinking, oh, you know, hopefully there's a boss coming up soon or whatever. But then out of nowhere, you just get dumpstered. Like you're not expecting it. You know, you'll get like, you know, in Path of Exile, you got those porcupine guys. And if there was like 9 of them on the screen at the same time, you didn't react to them immediately, they would just burst you all at the same time and you'd be dead. A lot of that still happens, you know.
Well, I think
you'll
get
those guys that do the machine gun move out of their chest, like blood shooting out of their chest. You'll come across like 20 of them. The problem is as well is, you're slow but the monsters are not. They're still fast. So like there's not as much movement speed buffing in the game as you're used to. So you're not zooming around as much. You're a lot slower. And
I think this is the problem for me.
And the bad guys are very fast still.
It has to be one or the other,
yeah,
in my opinion, right? It has to be either Elden Ring, where you have to dodge these skill checks and you have to pay attention and it's an engrossing experience, or it's a boring fucking grind, right? And Path of Exile doesn't fill either of those very well, right?
No.
Like, because there's still that split second death. Like, you see it when someone has a lag spike and their hardcore run is over. And it's like, well, you know, that's just bad game design, in my opinion. That's bad game design, right? Like, that you have to have, like, split second reactions on stuff. But then, you know, then the game says, oh, well, it's your fault for having a build where you didn't take the talent that was the cheat death talent. You didn't take the thing that saved
your...
Well,
those don't really overly exist in... That's a big thing in Diablo, the cheat death stuff. A lot of builds have a cheat death sort of thing in it. But in Path of Exile, in my experience, there's not that many. You're just like...
No. It's much more punishing.
You just get absolutely caned if you're not, you know, if you don't have the resistances or you don't have the damage or whatever, it's just like the game will punish
you. And it's a low punishment too. Like, I think it's an evolution though too. I always say this about games, but I think it's just, this is how it's come about.
Okay, but you know, so new in Path of Exile 2, when you die, there's checkpoints on the map now, but when you die, you respawn at the checkpoint, but the map respawns. So if you've cleared, everything is back. And not only that, any dropped loot is gone as well. So like if you picked it up, it's fine. But if you die and there's like three legendaries on the ground, they're gone when you come back.
Right.
So it's like weird. Even more punishing. Some of it is a bit weird, but I think, you know, I think there was a league in Path of Exile that was called, I think it was a league. I could be wrong about this. This is just what I've gathered, but I think there was a league in Path of Exile called Ruthless, which was kind of like a stripped down, almost hardcore version of the game where there wasn't as much loot and stuff. And a lot of people are saying Path of Exile 2 is just Ruthless mode, you know, like, more fleshed out. And like, that's, they've always wanted to do this kind of game or whatever. So I don't know, but I mean,
I think it's tough, right? Because how much do you bow to community feedback as well, right? Yeah. Like, because sometimes bowing to community feedback alienates large chunks of the community. Like in RuneScape, I don't know if you know about this with old school RuneScape.
I can't play that game because apparently it is like crack and I would get really addicted to it and never do anything else.
You probably would.
Because you can do crafting and stuff, right?
It's like crack. And they have a thing in there where in order to make a patch, at least half of, I think it's actually 60% of people have to vote for it. It used to be more.
Right.
But nothing got voted for that much, you know, because the community's like, right, they won't vote something more than 50-50. Well, apparently humans can't vote more than 50-50 on anything.
Right.
It's crazy. But they have the same problem where by adding something that half the community wants, they upset half the community. And I feel like all these people who've committed their time and energy and grinding for the last couple of weeks into Path of Exile, when a patch comes along and changes something, they all get furious and upset. And it's like, it's so difficult. You know?
There was a patch just yesterday and it affected, you know, like a bunch of like on effect builds. So, you know, like builds that might be centered around like on freeze, you know, do a comet or like on minion death, do an explosion or whatever. But they kind of did this like blanket change to a lot of this stuff, which just ruined so many people's builds. And people are like, what the heck? You know, like I've been...
I know.
It's taken me a long time to get to the level I'm at, and now
they've obviously my decided
build just does not work at all. I can't kill anything.
Yeah, they've decided that it's early access, right? And that means they can, A, sell it.
Yes.
Okay, so normally Path of Exile was free, but this time you have to buy it to get early access, right? Yeah. And the second thing is it's... they can make the excuse can be we can make these changes, right? Which they obviously have to do or else the game's just broken because someone finds some little builds, they get shared around immediately, and then everyone's just doing that instead. And then they're playing the game in a way that they didn't intend.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's like it has this competitive nature to it as well, right? Which is quite a big part of it. You know, the leaderboards and the score and
hardcore
accolades associated with that. That's a big part of the game, right? It's not just a casual fun thing. Yeah. It's not like a sticker game.
Yeah, the guys who play it and play it a lot are pretty hardcore. They're just like
and that's the part of it, you know. And as a result, I just don't envy people doing it. Sorry, PFLAX, you've not said anything.
He's not a Path of Exile enjoyer.
RuneScape enjoyer.
No, we can stop. Sorry.
Sorry. What have you been playing lately?
No. Let's not talk about video games anymore.
Okay.
That's like 25 minutes of...
We'll move on.
Yes. Sorry about that.
It's all right. I just know that once we go down that rabbit hole, it's just going to be a podcast about video games.
Games and games and games. Originally, this podcast was meant to be about video games way back then. I don't think it was, you know. And
our
now it's become the usual. It's become so politicized. All we talk about... guys, let's stop talking about games. Let's talk about politics again. Politics, all the time.
I want to talk about this game that we played at the pub the other night. Talking of games, this was a real life game, which I know is weird for all of us. This was called Trivia Shots. Paul Choi basically told me this game. And what you do is, instead of trivia like, what is the longest river in the world or whatever, it's things like, how many pints of Guinness do you think are drunk every year globally? And whoever is the worst guess has to drink from their drink.
Oh,
okay.
So how many pints of Guinness do you think are sold annually worldwide?
Worldwide?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
pints. Like how many in a year?
Three.
How many per year?
I'm going to say like 2 billion.
Okay.
Good grief.
Lewis?
Okay. I'm going to say 500 million.
Sips is very close. It's 1.8 billion.
Whoa.
Whoa, I was really close. So you're drinking. You've got to drink, really Lewis. Close. Oh, my God.
Okay. I'll drink some of my tea. Is that okay?
Yeah. So we also, we were saying you have to take a glug of your drink. But glug. Then we were like, well, what's the difference between a sip, a glug, and a gulp?
Oh, you should get your guys on this one. The room guys. The guys who did the room thing.
Dude. No, we didn't need to. We Googled it.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
A sip is about 5 mils. A glug is about 2 tablespoons, about 30 mils. And a gulp is about 80 to 90 mils.
Right.
Whoa.
That's all. It's so you can look all this up. Anyway, so here's the next one. How
I feel like a gulp is only a gulp if you're like almost choking because you've taken too much, you know?
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
You do that with water sometimes. You drink too much water and then you're like, you swallow it and you're like, oh God, that hurt actually. Like
Yeah, you don't hear gulp used as a positive that often.
No.
Like you might say I was swimming, I accidentally took a big gulp of the pool water and then I was coughing. Yeah. Yeah. So,
These are the kind of things that you would find in like a Dungeons and Dragons handbook, right? Because the DM would be like, how much of that did you actually drink? Or did you have a sip, a glug, or a gulp?
Yeah, exactly.
And the player will be like, I had a sip.
You better roll 5 dice to determine if it was a gulp or just a sip or whatever. That's a Dungeons & Dragons thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's rolling dice.
Critical.
Very much.
Critical dice gulp. Roll.
It is critical a very... Gulp. It's very old school medieval measurement, right? Because I guess people back in the day, the measures that we have, right, are supposed to be more associated with something like a pound of something was a pound of silver or whatever. I don't know. A pound meant something physical,
right.
More. Whereas, carry on. Anyway.
Sorry.
Next
how many
one.
How many Big Macs are sold in the US in a year? So this is just America. Big Macs per annum, North America.
5 billion.
5 billion.
5 billion Big Macs. I mean, I don't know whether it's like, so what's that higher or lower? I reckon it's lower. I'm going to say 2 billion, same as the Guinness.
Okay, you're way off, both of you. It's 550 million.
Oh.
550 million, yeah. Okay.
I thought it would be way more than Guinness, like, you know.
Right, so you might think
Guinness
that.
Is global, you I guess. Ireland probably drinks a billion on their own.
I guess the thing is you're not just having one Guinness for the most part. You're probably having a couple.
True, but also McDonald's is competing with all the other fast food chains out there.
Oh, yes.
And this is only one item
They've
on their menu.
They've got stiff competition against the Whopper, for example.
And that's true. And Big Mac's only one of the things.
That's
one
right.
Of the things.
That's only that's one true. Thing on a vast menu of
so when you think
culinary
of that,
delights.
It's still an awful lot of Big Macs. Like,
that's a lot of Big Macs. Really, I thought it would be
what
way
was,
more.
What was your McDonald's? Did you ever have a McDonald's birthday when you were a kid?
I did, yeah.
Of course.
We had the Ronald McDonald caboose. At our McDonald's. It was like
what is that?
It was outside of the
restaurant
out back of the restaurant. They had a big clown train caboose to have parties in. And this was only at one location in the city I grew up in. I don't remember it being at any of the other ones. Some of them had big indoor play areas. I remember the McDonald's close to my house had a massive indoor, you know, playground, like slide with a ball pit and all that kind of stuff. But this other McDonald's had a clown Ronald McDonald caboose, and
this is so weird. I found a picture of it.
You could have your birthday party in there. Yeah, it was like that. You could have a birthday party in there, and part of the party was you'd have a burger, some fries, or whatever, and then some of the characters would come and visit too. So like Grimace and the Hamburglar and that other.
Looking
dick,
back now, that was just some teenager forced to wear a stupid costume.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Of course it was.
Yeah, probably.
It wasn't the real Grimace. The real Grimace is in Burgerland.
He's too expensive. Yeah, you can't get
busy.
The real
he's
Grimace.
He's got to package up all the burgers for the boys and
he's
the girls.
I got 5 kids to feed.
Grimace is a player, man. I'm telling you.
Oh man.
But Well, we had Mr. Wimpy in Bournemouth, because the McDonald's was quite a while before we got a McDonald's in Bournemouth. And when I was first there,
yeah.
When I was in the States, we had the Burger King. I was a Burger King fan more than McDonald's back then.
It's a weird one, isn't it? It's kind of like the Sega Nintendo thing in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I guess
it was. Burger King, McDonald's. There were some weird dividing lines in society back then, wasn't there?
Yeah, unlike today when we're all unified.
Yeah, I know. That's it. Yeah. Sucks, eh? It's so boring now.
But so the Wimpy party had Mr. Wimpy. I don't know if you want to look up a picture of Mr. Wimpy.
We had a Wimpy in Jersey when I first moved over.
Yeah, of course.
Wimpy Burger.
But we'd have the party there. And of course, everyone just chases the Mr. Wimpy, whoever's the poor soul was dressed as Mr. Wimpy, and tries to look up his sort of skirt that right. he's wearing and try to okay. tip him over. And the guy just kind of runs away because the costume goes over the head of the wearer. So you can see the legs going up into this dark hole of the costume. And everybody wants to see if they can see the person up there. So they're all trying to look up, and Mr. Wimpy's trying to like stop kids from peeking up their legs.
Mr. Wimpy is...
He's a beef eater.
There you go. I've sent a little picture of him.
Yeah.
He is frightening. His hat is kind of burger meat coloured.
Looks like a cup of tea, I thought.
He's got like a kind of a eyeless smiley head
yeah.
with a sort of very strange wrinkly neck.
Yes.
And then kind of a plastic bag dress.
Yeah, it's weird.
You can tell by the legs and the shoes of the person in the costume that they fill that costume adequately. They look portly. Like just they you do. Can just tell the legs and the shoes. It's just like, yeah, I know who that is. It's that's someone's dad under there for sure.
So Wimpy, for anyone that's not in the UK, you do still see them, I think, is a really dog shit burger chain. It was like the British version.
They're gone. They're gone now, aren't they? Wimpy?
Still see them occasionally, yeah. I'm sure.
There's apparently 58 locations in England.
Well, right. So it is more or less gone.
So it's still going. 70 years of Wimpy.
Yeah.
90 years.
90 years of Wimpy.
Their headquarters are in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Wow.
I know.
There are Wimpies in Lesotho.
Jeez.
Oh, South Africa, UK, Kuwait, Egypt, Lesotho, and the UAE.
Hey guys,
founded in Bloomington, Indiana. So it's an American company.
I had
no idea.
I just want you to know, I know you guys are making fun of me the other week, but this week I've won 12 pounds on scratch cards. Went to Christmas lottery.
How much have you lost?
Well, they're £2 per card. And
how many did you buy?
I probably bought about 30. but you do as you go. The draw is on the 19th. The thing is, you get the scratch card portion, but then you get the card on top is eligible for the big draw on the 19th for $300,000.
Oh, right. So it's a double whammy.
It's like a double whammy. Yeah. So you basically when they announce the winners
and part of the main draw.
Yeah, but it's always a group that wins. It's never a single ticket holder.
It's banks.
They get a syndicate. Yeah, there's like 10 people and they buy like 500 tickets or whatever, and they usually it's usually one of them that wins.
When you said, I just want to clarify. So when you said you'd won £12, did you mean you'd spent £60?
No, I didn't spend £60 straight up. I have to go to the store every day to get stuff. Milk or whatever, you know.
Yeah, but you've spent £60 overall.
Yeah, probably about £60.
So you should have opened that sentence by saying, I've lost 48 pounds.
I don't really look at it that way because I usually just buy a ticket every day. So like if I'm buying a bit of shopping or, you know, like getting a couple of bits and pieces, I take my daughter to school in the morning and right next to her school pretty much is a little convenience store. I go in.
Yes, yeah, I understand that. But
I get a ticket. Because £2 a ticket.
We understand all of this.
We understand how this works.
You're describing yourself losing money. Like, no, it's not like I'm losing money.
But I think the tone, you guys are acting like I've just gone to Vegas and I've lost my life savings. Like, it's just... It's just a little fun thing that I do every day. I have to have some joy in my life, okay?
I love that this is the only possible thing that you could do to cheer yourself up.
It's one little thing.
And also, the excuse, Oh, well, it's only, I'm buying milk anyway.
I tell you
anyway.
What, when I scratch that bonus box and I see Santa, I could cry, I'm so happy.
When, do you know what, when you win the lottery as well, when you win the Euro Million Sips, you have to play to win.
I've
got to
walk
win,
you
P-Frax.
Through how I buy a
we'll
ticket
be
every
laughing.
Day.
We'll be laughing on the other side of our face.
You guys sure will be so happy. Can you imagine? All right, listen, if I win the Euro Billions, we'll finally do that trip to France we've always dreamed
of. Oh, jeez, thanks so much.
Okay.
I've also got a mortgage you could pay off and not even notice.
No, TGV is pretty much my limit. One first-class ticket on the TGV for my good friend, Kieran Flax.
That's like when my sister told my mum that if she ever won the lottery, she'd do her kitchen up for her. And my mum was
what,
like,
God. Kitchens are
off.
Not cheap to do nowadays.
Yeah,
when's the last
time
you
time.
Looked at... Well, a guy I used to work with was telling me that he had his kitchen done recently and it cost like $30,000 to get your kitchen redone. I was like, you know what? I believe
shit's
it.
Expensive,
fucking
man.
Brexit and the cost of materials. Finding somebody who actually wants to do the work. Man, oh man, the list goes on and on and on. It's just crazy.
All right. Here's another trivia shot for you. What is the longest that anyone has ever held their breath underwater? And I want it in minutes and seconds.
10 minutes, Guybrush Threepwood, Monkey Island 1.
Fuck me. God, you're so quick with these, and you're like saying the number I want to say before I say them. And then I look like I'm just copying you every damn time.
Well, stop copying me. Yeah, be original. Come up with your own shit, all right?
I'm going to say 6 hours.
Fucking 6 hours.
Are you actually?
No, I'm not.
This guy is wasting
say,
our time. It's says an insult
how
to
long,
our intelligence
no,
or lack thereof.
I'm
going to
say 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
Six
sorry.
Minutes. What fucking planet do you live on, man? Six. Nobody's holding their breath for 6. Actually, it could be possible.
24 minutes. 24 minutes.
24 ages.
I was
and
closer.
37 seconds. Yeah, you were
24 minutes. That's like a whole fucking episode of The Simpsons. Like, how fucking. That's ages.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
That's insane. That's crazy. Who did that?
Some Croatian
those,
lad.
Those deep diver guys are all, they all train to do it, right? Because
do I have to drink now? Longest breath.
You got
to
take
I'm
a big
this.
Gulp of whatever it is you're having, tea.
24 minutes and 37 seconds is insane.
That is insane.
That's mad.
How
mad.
Did his face turn blue and then green and then red? Like, did he go through all the colors of the rainbows?
I don't know.
Like Guybrush Threepwood and...
I don't know how they do it.
Oh, yeah, it's the training. They do. It's that. It's the really really deep diver people that can do it, right? Because they
it's like free diving. They call it.
Yeah, they can. They train for that because it, apparently the pressure and everything, the deeper down you go, affects your ability.
The okay, he did it with pure oxygen though. That's cheating.
What do you mean?
That's cheating. The longest without oxygen is 11:35.
Right. Okay.
That's more like.
I was closer
that's
again.
Sips, that's what
even closer.
What do you mean he did it with pure oxygen?
He did it with 100% oxygen. So he was underwater already. He had a breath mask. He breathed 100% oxygen and held that, right, in his lungs. Because normally it's only 21% oxygen or whatever. And so of course he can hold his fucking breath for like five times longer than
Christ,
everyone else.
I could do this 6 hours. Give me the
oxygen.
I'll do it for 6 hours.
Well, exactly. It's like, oh, I held my breath for 6 hours by having an injection.
You know, he would have
fucking
had to hold his breath under there so long that it is possible that he would have had to pee or poo during the time he was doing
right.
it.
Speaking of pooing, and a throwback to
have
an
you
old
ever pooped
comment,
it in this, like, have you ever been submerged in water and pooped?
No.
No, me
maybe
neither.
As a baby.
Maybe as a baby. Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky fact. For you.
Yeah,
right?
Wayne Gretzky. Oh, I've got. Can I, before you do a Wayne Gretzky fact, can I give you a Wayne Gretzky fact?
Of course.
He is a MAGA guy now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's Canadian.
Well,
there's Canadian MAGA too.
He's drinking the juice.
Almighty. Well, Wayne Gretzky and his brother hold the record for most points by a pair of brothers in NHL history.
Nice.
By a pair of brothers.
Yeah, so two
fuck
brothers.
Fuck off.
I've never
fuck
even heard of his brother,
fucking
okay?
stats.
So
Wayne probably accounts for most of the stats.
His brother has 4 points.
Right. And Wayne's
so
got
Wayne
what, like a million?
Has all the rest.
Yeah, of course.
He was the fastest player to get 1,000 points. And he's also the second fastest player for his second 1,000 points.
Right.
He's the second fastest
and
player.
And his brother
he's
has
insanely,
4 points.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Oh, right, I see. So because
he's
see,
getting carried.
So
he's
carried the
Wayne.
Stat all the way.
The pairing, yeah.
That's more interesting. Okay, yeah. I like that. That his brother has basically no points, but he's got so many that it still a big achievement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. These are drinking trivia questions. They're good because we were thinking about what to do for Simon Clark's quiz. Well, I wasn't thinking about it. Simon was.
Yes.
For next time. I wanted to suggest Pointless.
Pointless. I mean, Pointless is good.
Pointless is kind of is pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. I would. I mean, here's an example of one. How many times do you think per year you blink?
Oh, Christ. Per year?
Like yeah. A trillion times.
A trillion? No.
No, maybe like 5 billion times.
Okay. How many times do you blink per second?
Well, it depends. You've,
like five a minute?
If you tell me something shocking, I'm not blinking for probably like a minute. So right. You could shave a couple off there.
If you win the lottery ticket, how many are you blinking? Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh God, I wouldn't blink for probably like 2 or 3 minutes. If I'm doing a really complicated task on a computer game, I'm probably not blinking much either.
I'll just tell you, it's 4.2 million times a year on average.
Oh fucking
hell! You can't just sit there and work it out. You've got to estimate. All right, you're not allowed to start calculating shit.
I would have said 1.3 million.
Okay, well, it was 4.7.
4.2. So what? How many is that? That's like 3 a second.
No, it's not.
No, it's like a couple of minutes.
No, you don't blink 3 times a second unless you've got a tick. Seconds. So seconds,
how many was it? 4 million.
How many seconds in a year? There are 31 million seconds.
Right.
Okay. And we're blinking 4.5 million times.
Oh, right. So it's like, yeah, you're blinking.
I mean, also,
on
you're
average,
not blinking,
you're blinking
when you're asleep.
Like, you know,
think about
once
that.
Or twice a minute then. That means
yeah no it's much it's more than that
3 or 4
I mean,
times
you only blink every 30 seconds.
I don't know, I don't count.
Well,
yeah,
I haven't
figured out the pattern, you know. I think it's one of those things that just happens when it needs to happen, you know, keeping the old peepers lubed up. My body, my brain, they work together. They know when it needs to happen. They know when the magic needs to occur.
Yeah.
So I trust them. You blink every few seconds, every 3 or 4 seconds on it. Okay, that makes sense. So 1,000 blinks an hour.
1,000 blinks an hour.
A day. Yeah. But I guess you don't realize your brain cuts it out.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wonder how much you miss. Apparently, like, blinking does cost, you miss like millions of dollars worth of movie. Do you know what I mean?
That's interesting. That is
if you
funny.
Blink during like Avatar, you miss like $1 million.
Yeah.
Worth.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What if you blink through Michael Douglas, The Game? But you blink for 2 solid hours because that movie was really
blinking
bad.
Time well spent.
Yeah. Yeah. Just want to avoid the whole thing.
Oh, you might miss some good stuff as well in some of those films because there was like one frame that people always pause like Basic Instinct on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. The interview.
Yeah. The
Sharon Stone, the swivel.
The cross leg.
The cross leg swivel.
Oh, what a time.
What a time to be alive, eh?
What a time.
God.
Wasn't it good?
Yeah, it was
great. There were some great times.
It was such a...
The 80s.
Such a good time.
It was a good
just
time.
Just the
good
world felt, had, you know... Different, you know?
Fresh.
Felt loose.
You know, new. Wimpy. You know?
Wimpy.
A McDonald's caboose.
Steven Seagal didn't have to sit behind
Steven
a table
Seagal.
In all of his action movies back then.
Yeah, none of these people were canceled. Bill Cosby, you know...
Yeah, Bill Cosby was freely raping people and the good old days is what you're saying.
The good old days.
Back in the good old days.
Back in the good old days.
Fucking good old days.
Yeah.
I miss them good old days, you know.
Me too.
So does Bill.
I bet he fucking does, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, I miss the old days.
Fucking hell.
Oh.
I gotta weigh Terry today. I gotta take him out of his
We're
out of his carbonite. And
Terry sleeping time.
Yeah, no, he's
what are you talking about? Hasn't he just got
he's
in?
He's been in for a week. It's been a week.
Is that all it takes?
No, I'm not waking him up. I gotta weigh him. I gotta make sure he's not dying in there. Jesus. He hasn't eaten in like a month. And he's his heart rate is down to like, you know, he's basically almost dead in there. He's surviving off of like stored fat and I don't know.
He'll be fine.
Piss in his bladder, basically. That's it. That's all he's got.
Useful, isn't it? Would you like some loose news?
I would love
loose
some.
Loose news. It's loose news. Wow, wow, wow.
There's only 2 things on it this week, so I think...
They better be good.
They better be
less is more, amazing. You know?
So the first thing is, Wallace and Gromit Studio Aardman are bringing a Pokemon animation to life. 2027, the Pokemon Aardman special project. Aardman's unique style of storytelling will see the Pokemon universe in brand new adventures. This is a dream partnership for Pokemon, said Taito Okiura, VP of Marketing and Media at the Pokemon Company International.
Right.
Global Pokemon fans are in for a treat.
Oh my God.
This seems more like a paid promotion than a fucking lose news.
Well, sure. But that's what news is. It's just adverts.
I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
it wasn't
I'm quite
back in the good old days.
What
that's
they
for
come
sure.
up with.
Wimpy. This is the other bit of lose news which Sam has put in. He's obviously had an off week, Sam. God bless him this week. He says Amazon's, you can now buy cars on Amazon
right.
for okay. some reason, if you're insane. Hyundai are allowing people in 48 US cities to sell their cars on Amazon. So you can, it's mental. You can now, Amazon Autos is a thing.
How do you buy?
I just click on Amazon.
How do I receive it?
How do you take it for a test drive?
They fucking lazily slap it in a
how
box.
How do you get upsold? All the extra bells and whistles, onboard navigation computer, and all that extra stuff.
So wait, are you saying secondhand?
You can trade in cars as well through it.
Oh my God.
You have to answer a series of questions about it, and I think there'll be people to pick it up.
Oh, so now we buy any car is going to go bust because of the
Amazon
fucking Amazon
in.
Just coming in and it's ruining another good company. Fuck.
Have you guys ever driven...
Any company that grows that big, and if Amazon just starts taking over everything, they'll just get hit with the whole monopoly thing, right?
Well, then it's happening already.
They probably should be broken up at this point.
God.
Because it's kind of silly.
They should be dragged out in the backyard and shot like old Yeller.
I'm going on holiday in a couple of weeks, and I wanted to rent a car in Spain for a week and drive around. I've never driven on the right-hand side before. Have you guys done that?
Yes, extensively.
Not in a British car, though. You know, like not in a...
Yeah, only in a local.
In a local car, I've done it. Yeah.
But your brain switches surprisingly quickly.
Just make sure you're in the middle of the road. Just make sure you're seated in the middle of the road and you're fine.
The big one for me is lane drifting, because you're used to having the lines on a certain side of your car. Like when you're driving, you're used to the dotted line literally being on just to your right.
Yes.
You're in the UK.
Yeah.
So having to switch your brain to not drift over naturally. Mm. And roundabouts and other turnings where your instinct is to turn the wrong way, essentially. But you'll notice how often you're just literally following the cars in front of you anyway.
Yeah.
So after a while, it's like you have to just really focus very hard on looking the correct way when you're turning onto a road, but you get used to it very quickly.
I have this long running, it's like not really a joke, but like anytime I'm driving and my wife is like, how fast are you going? I always say, oh, I'm just following the guy in front of me. It doesn't matter. But like sometimes I'll say it and there's nobody in front of me. But like every single time she's ever asked me how fast I'm driving, I always say, oh, it doesn't matter. I'm just following the guy in front of me. I don't know if you guys have anything like that where you just like an in-joke. She gets mad every time too. She's like, that fucking doesn't make any sense. You can't, you know, that's not an excuse. If you get pulled over, you can't just say, I was following the guy in front of me. Like, what if the guy in front of you is going like 200 miles an hour or something, you know? But still I say it. I stand by it too.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm going away over Christmas, actually.
Wow. Like Christmas Day you'll be away?
Yes.
Oh my God. You know what? We've never done it, but there is chat of, potentially doing it.
I'm always scared about the Christmas travel woes.
Yeah.
And it's always listed as woes.
Woes, yeah.
It'll be a headline. Christmas travel woes strike Brit tourists as Heathrow Airport, Gatwick, backed up, 27-day delays on all.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to fly somewhere just like because of the woes. But, but you know, driving somewhere, I think, would be fine.
Because of the woes.
Just to counter the woes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was a big storm, obviously, lately.
Yeah.
And it was, we all got sent a alarm, you know, the nuclear warning alarm to our phones. Fuck me.
Storm
it was frightening.
That's scary. Darag.
Yeah. it happened during Jingle Jam, and obviously a load of people in the studio, their phones all went off. And it's the emergency alert. I guess it's never been used since they did that test a couple of years ago.
Well, we had the tail end of that over here, and they were anticipating it being quite bad. 75 mile an hour winds, lots of rain, and you know, just generally stormy gale force wind weather. And they were like, you know, if you don't need to be out, don't go out and stuff. So everything was canceled. Like all like my kids' Saturday clubs and stuff that they go to, everything was canceled. And we were like, oh man, not again. Because we had a bad storm last year. And I thought, fuck, you know, it's going to be garage going to be flooded again and everything. And it was nothing. But one thing that did happen was we have an outside toilet, like for all the work that we've had done on our house. It was almost in the road. The wind pushed it.
Wow, your toilet nearly blew away.
It was nearly in the middle of the road.
You should have taken some like preemptive dumps in there just to lock
The awesome power of nature.
It just shows how powerful it can be. And the thing is, we haven't really had anyone around because everybody's winding down for Christmas. So that thing is clean as a whistle. There's no dumps or peeps or anything in there. So even if it did get knocked over, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't have mattered at that point. So we were pretty safe, luckily.
The flipping, I remember when I was a kid that we had some big storms, the great storm of 1987. Yeah,
I remember that very well. Yeah,
back in the good old days.
The great wind.
Yeah.
the great wind.
The great wind.
We had the great wind back in my day. What do you have now?
I had that last night, actually, after eating some
cheese. Hey!
I remember, you know, power cuts were a fairly normal thing when I was a kid. Like, we had power cuts quite often living in the countryside.
And I used to get them. We used to get them all the time, even in Bournemouth. It felt like it was a fairly regular thing.
Yeah.
Like honestly, like, more often than not, we'd be using the candles. No, it wasn't that common, but it was definitely more common being in the countryside. And I think that was a 120 mile an hour winds and stuff. I mean, this was relatively, honestly, like, I didn't notice it was going on, right? You know, and I guess maybe that's because I'm in a city center.
The power going out was never like that. It was an issue, like, you know, for, you know, like heating and stuff like that, obviously. But like, say in the summer, the power went out because there was like a big thunderstorm or something like that, which I remember happening like quite fairly often. It was never like a huge deal. I feel like nowadays it's like a really big deal if the power goes out, because everything everybody wants to do needs, you know, internet or some kind of power or whatever, you know. So it's like, it feels like it would be a lot worse now, but back then it didn't really, you know, like, you lost your power for a couple of hours, you just read or, you know, go outside or whatever. Like, it wasn't too bad, but I feel like people probably be more affected now. But having said that, there's far less power cuts. I can't remember the last time there was a full power cut over here, at least. So
I mean, we were obviously worried because of Jingle Jam. Yeah. We were thinking, what are we going to do if there's a power cut or if the internet goes down or something. Yeah. But really, fortunately, it was it all blew over without any too much damage. I think someone did die. Actually, someone was hit by a tree. Their van was hit by a tree, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's pretty serious. But I think back in 87, look, 22 people died.
Jesus.
In the UK to
wind.
In England,
the
France.
Great wind.
In the great wind. Yeah.
Fucking hell. What was the guy? What was that guy's name? Was it Michael Fisher?
I think it was Michael Fish. Very famous.
We sort of famously said
he said there's not going to be a storm. And then I remember, because it was the first month that I'd started at secondary school. I'm 100% sure we've spoken about this before, but never mind.
What, you going to secondary school?
No, the storm of 87.
Oh, yeah, probably.
And the Bournemouth was like, a lot of the trees were knocked down. There was a lot of damage. And when we went to the school after they'd reopened it, so many trees in the woods just behind the school, which was called the Copse for some reason, were just knocked down. It was like a massive playground. It was amazing. But yeah, it was like lots of really old trees got taken out by that storm. A lot of building damage. I think some people died as well. It was bad. It was really bad.
We had a bad we had a bad ice storm in 98. In Ontario and Quebec, and it was that was the worst storm I remember from when I was younger. It would have been, it would have been like the same as your 1986, 87 one, but ice instead.
Damn.
Yeah, 28 people died in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was like storm. Parts of Montreal didn't have power for like weeks. It was crazy. It was freezing rain.
The fuck is an ice storm?
Just freezing rain. Just it was just that, unfortunately, not cold enough to be fully snow. So it was just like slushy rain that then just turned in immediately into ice once it was on the ground, and everything was fucked up. All the power lines, because all the power poles were like busted and everything, and all the like trees. Oh, it was crazy. I remember being off school for like 2 weeks. It was insane.
Yeah. Oh wow, that was great. You could have played Fortnite, you know.
Well, no, it was no Fortnite back then. We had to do an asynchronous board game.
Asynchronous TI4 game. Fucking hell. Play by email.
Had to play by email. Fuck's sake. Back then, yeah.
Right, well, anyway.
AOL account.
I think we should probably...
Yeah, let's call it a day.
Put a pin in the podcast. Thank you for listening, everyone. We did record a little bit before...
Yeah, I had some computer woes.
But since his computer crashed, we lost the recording. Yeah. So I'm going to let Tom have the footage from me and P-Flex anyway. And if there is a conversation in there with Sip Silent and it's usable, that might go in.
Don't want to flush that gold down the toilet. So
I do remember that he didn't say much in the opening 10 minutes. And then, of course, we were talking for a little bit before we noticed that he'd crashed from Discord.
Yeah,
that's true.
I couldn't have been talking much at all if you didn't even notice that I crashed or anything.
No, it was cracking content. So
Craven the Hunter and Natalie Portman.
Oh, Craven the Hunter. And I remember both of those conversations. Yeah.
Right. Well, good. Well, okay. Do you want to add anything that you think you might have said in response to those two conversations right now?
Yeah, I would have probably said, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. Right, well, we'll just layer that just, underneath. Yeah,
we could probably just
take
dig
a couple
into
of
the
those and just put them in.
Of old, old episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And sneak them in.
Yeah.
See if
could bring back
cut
some,
in some stuff. That could be fun, going, absolutely, and shit like that.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Triforce podcast.
Hello.
Jingle Jam is nearly at the end as of time of recording this podcast.
Yeah.
So Pirin is here in Bristol.
I am in Bristol. Hello.
Have you been sleeping okay in your lovely Airbnb? Or
it's going all right, yeah. I've found that as I get older, my body punishes me for daring to sleep on a pillow that isn't my specific pillow.
Oh, yeah.
And a mattress that isn't my specific mattress. And it's like, oh, this isn't our pillow. I'm going to be sore all day. And you're like, what are you talking about? It's a perfectly serviceable bed and pillow. But it's just, it's becoming less and less adaptable every day. I was watching Apollo 13 last night because there was nothing else on. I was watching that. And they were talking about how when it comes to re-entering the Earth's atmosphere, it would be like if you placed a basketball and a baseball 14 feet apart, the astronauts would be aiming for something no thicker than a piece of paper, right?
Yeah.
And when I'm sleeping, I feel like it's the same level of engineering to make sure that I don't crick my neck or woke up with a fucked back. It's ridiculous. So what I have to do now at home, we have a memory foam mattress. I have a memory foam pillow that's pretty solid. And then I also have to sleep cuddling another cushion to support my left arm because I tend to sleep on my right side. Otherwise, my shoulder drops over the night and I wake up and my left arm is like, So I basically need to be encased in jello or something like that overnight would be ideal. Like, you know, when Han Solo was in carbonite, I'm looking at that and thinking, nowadays, amazing. Just freeze me in carbonite every night. Best night's sleep. Oh,
yeah.
Thaw me in the right position. I want to be carbonated. Put me in the carbon in the exact right position and then wake me up every morning. Perfect. Hey, talking of disasters, this Craven the Hunter movie. Have you seen this?
What? No, I've never heard of it.
So, well, that's problem number one, I think, for the poor makers of Craven the Hunter. Look up Craven the Hunter with a K.
Okay.
Okay, look up this. Craven the Hunter. So this came out, I think it's coming out next week, actually, something like that. It's been trashed. Everywhere's saying it's terrible.
Oh,
Rotten Tomatoes is 14%. Some people are saying it's even worse than Madame Web. It's meant to be garbage. Now, first of all, I don't even fucking really know who Craven the Hunter is. Like, I don't give a shit about this
guy. Never heard of Craven the Hunter.
No, who cares, right?
It's who is he? Right, is he a superhero?
He's a Marvel hero.
Wow, a Marvel character. Really?
So he was a big enemy of Spider-Man back in the day, apparently. And as a big Spider-Man fan, I'd completely forgotten or missed Kraven the Hunter. Whether they'd made this so that they wouldn't miss having access to the Marvel back catalogue, I don't know. They made this so that this is the most recent film that they've made it in and their last, and they'll be like, oh, good thing we don't have that Marvel stuff anymore. Remember how badly Kraven the Hunter did? Like, that's the only reason I can think that you would ever make this film.
Yeah.
Because it looks dreadful. It's a character no one cares about.
Okay,
he's
so
just
hang on
a second.
So in 2024, there's a superhero who is a big game hunter.
Yeah.
Hunts
men. He hunts men.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's not hunting animals, right?
Russell Crowe's the hunter.
Right.
Russell Crowe plays a Russian oligarch, Nikolai. Yeah, but it looks garbage.
Yeah.
And he's a big game hunter.
He's the big game hunter in Kraven.
So he is the one who's killing lions and
he
stuff.
He was in Thor Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
I remember that. Well, he was in that as Zeus, I think. And it was utterly unrecognizable, Russell Crowe. He's put on a bit of timber since his heyday.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's enjoying the good life. Hey, I ain't flaming the guy. I'm just saying. At first, with the costume and the makeup, I didn't recognize it. Like, I was like, I don't know who this is. And then I said to my wife, who is that? She was like, that's Russell Crowe. He was doing like this Greek accent sort of thing as Zeus. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
It was utterly
weird.
That whole movie was terrible, but that was a low light.
I somehow skipped that one. Yeah. Which is sad because wasn't it Taika Waititi was doing it? I mean, did they just go too far onto the wacky?
What, for Love and Thunder?
Yeah. Was it too silly?
It was not funny.
Okay.
It thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I think that Mr. Waititi is out of ideas because I've seen all of his films he's made lately and I have not enjoyed any of them. Next Goal Wins was a totally missed opportunity. I think Love and Thunder was dreadful. I mean, I will say again, the curse of Natalie Portman looms over any movie that she's in.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just box office poison, Natalie Portman. You know what I mean? But if you look at her films, so let's look at the filmography of Natalie Portman. So we have Leon the Professional, okay, which was great. Heat, which was one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
V for Vendetta was good, but she's made an
was
awful
good.
Lot of crap. Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium, right?
That sucked.
That's dreadful.
Was it a Terry Gilliam one?
I mean, probably. I don't know who this is, but no, it's not. It sounds like a Gilliam, but it's not.
It does.
She was in Thor, and that was like the worst Thor movie up till Love and Thunder as Jane Foster.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She was in Thor Dark World, which was also not great. It was like, okay. The heyday of the Insensitive Bastards. I mean, that looks fucking dreadful. Jane Got a Gun. I haven't seen that, but I'm sure it's dreadful. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, which I just thought was shit, that she was a producer on that. Annihilation was good, actually.
That was good.
That was good. The Death and Life of John F. Donovan. A lot of films with dog shit long titles. Stop that. She was in Avengers Endgame very briefly.
Stop that.
Don't do these stupid long titles.
Stop that. What's that one that's good, though? Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. That's a great title, and it's long, and it's good. That's a good movie.
So, yeah, that is good. But, I mean, The Englishman Who Went to Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. That's a terrible name for a movie.
Yeah.
The Englishman Who Went Up a Hill and Came Down a Mountain. That's a very, very, very bad name for a movie. Stop it, please. Anyway.
It's a movie from 1995.
Yeah, it's got Wesley Snipes as a drag queen in. That's old.
Man, it's amazing that what... It's like we did Simon Clark's quiz the other day on Jingle Jam. And these are like... I'm amazed how much people know and how much I don't know. Constantly. You know, like I'm constantly... Real movies that are coming out this year that I've never heard of, like this thing. I haven't even picked up the what's I've forgotten what it's called.
Kraven the Hunter.
Kraven the Hunter. God, what a forgettable.
Oh yeah,
I know.
Garbage name. It doesn't sound like a superhero film either, does it? Sounds like,
you know what's weird is Kraven as a name. Kraven means fearful, like afraid.
Well, I always think the word crave though is a chocolate cereal.
Right,
isn't
that's
it?
Crave the chocolate. That's the cereal my kids want and don't get. That's what Crave is. They're like, can we have Crave? I'm like, well, you may as well pour sugar directly into your body. Just literally get a bag of sugar and shove that down your neck, wash it down with some milk, and that you may as well do that. That's all that Crave is.
When I was a kid, I managed to trick my parents into buying those variety packs of where you get eight different cereals, mini boxes. because they had one box of Cocoa Pops in the A, and that would be the one I would go for.
Oh, yeah, straight
And then my poor family would have to eat all the rest of them.
The cornflakes and the Rice Krispies.
But it got to the point where my parents would force me to eat like horrible cereal for a few days, and then I could finally get a new variety pack. So I guess it cut down my Cocoa Pops intake to at maximum once a week.
By the way, Sips has left the Discord.
Oh, in rage. He's rage
torn
quit.
Out. You mentioned the Rice Krispies and Cocoa Pops, and he was like, I'm leaving. I wonder if his internet went down or his Discord crashed, or he blue screened.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening,
everyone. Yeah, thanks.
And see you next time.
See you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.